Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Metzia, Perik Hey, Mishnah Yud. Oimer Adam, it's mutter for a person to say lechaveri to his friend, Nakesh. Nakesh means like to weed. I want to hire you to do a job. Take out the bad grasses from the good grasses. And Emi, work with me on the field today. Do I have money? No, I'm not going to pay you money, but let's make this deal. Vanakesh imach, tomorrow I'll do the same for you on your field. Or ador imi, dig and plow in my field today. Ve'eder imach, and I'll do the same for you tomorrow. So there's no iser ribis here because both malachis are equal. There's no toisvis schar. There's no sense that the second malach is more than the first one. That I'll work harder for you tomorrow because you're working for me today. However, v'lo yomer loy, you should not say to him, you shouldn't make this kind of a deal. You know what? Nakesh imi, you help me take out the bad grasses, ve'eder imach, and in return, I'll plow with you. Or, ador imi, plow with me, dig with me, v'nakesh imach, and I'll help you take out the bad grasses. Being that the two malachis are not the same, so one could be harder than the other one. So we don't want a situation where because you're doing work for me today, I'm going to pay you back by doing harder work tomorrow. Even when the two people are doing the same malach, so it has to be during the same season. As the Mishnah explains, Kol Yimei Garid Echad. Garid means the time that it's not raining and the earth is dry. The Tana says, it's okay during this time period for me to say, you know, weed with me and I'll weed with you, plow with me and I'll plow with you, because it's the same level of work. For that matter, Kol Yimei Revia Echad. Revia, this refers to the rainy days. You may remember this lashon from Masechtas Tainus. So when the Mishnah told us before that I can say, weed with me and I'll weed with you, plow with me or I'll plow with you, that assumes that both are during the dry season or both are during the rainy season. It could be that even within the dry season or rainy season, one day is shorter than the other. So one person may be working harder for the other one. But again, it's only in the Sudra Rabbanan, so Mela, for that Chazal weren't concerned. But it has to be the same type of malach, and it has to be in the same season. Lo yoimela, he should not say to him, Charoish imi bagarid, plow with me during the dry season, va'ani echrosh imach b'revian. I'll pay you back by plowing with you, helping you plow during the rainy season. It's much harder to plow during the rainy season. Even though it's both plowing, but because it's a different time, there is a ribbis concern over here. It shouldn't be that because I'm not paying you right away, therefore I'm going to work harder for you. That means that you're gaining by me holding your money. Now, if you remember what we learned at the beginning of the Perek, we said that midiuraisa, ribbis is only ribbis kitsutsa. That means that the Malva makes a beferish, a t'nai, with the loiva during the time of the halva. I'm giving you 100, you're going to give me back 120. If he doesn't do that during the time of the loan, it's not ribbis min ha-toira. But it could be ribbis min rabbana. So we're going to see several cases over here of this type of ribbis. It wasn't a ribbis that was decided at the time of the loan. Actually, it could have been extra money that may be coming in based on something that was said, stipulated, or understood before or after the loan, as the Mishnah explains. Rama Gamliel Omer, Yesh Ribis Mikudemis. There's a type of ribis, which is called Ribis Mikudemis, literally an early ribis, V'yesh Ribis Miucheres, literally after the fact. Ketzad. Nosen Ein of Lilvas Yimenu. Let's say I'm thinking to myself, I'd like to buy a house. I need to borrow money. Who would lend me money? I think Shimon would lend me money. So I send Shimon a matana. I want to try to butter him up. And he says to him, I say to Shimon when I send him the matana, I'm giving you a matana, but b'shvil shetalveini, I want you to lend me money. Zuhi, this is what is called ribis mikudemis. He's magdim the ribis even before the loan. Now, he's not saying, look, I bought you a beautiful new car, but only if you lend me money. If he says that, Rabbi Kiva Ega says, that's regular ribbis. That's ribbis kitzutza. But we're talking about, he comes and says, listen, you know, I brought you a new lawnmower. I'd like you to lend me money. He doesn't mamish make a tenai that I'm taking back the gift if you don't give me the money. But, you know, I want to be friends. I want to show you. I'm going to give you things if you'll be nice to me. So here's this, and please lend me money. That's what we're talking about. That's the ribbis midrabanan. Now, what's called ribbis miucheres? Love himenu. I already took the money from Shimon. And I returned it to him. V'haya mishalechle. And I, the loiva, I send to the malva after I return it to him. A while later, a matana. The amar and the loiva says to the malva, I'm sending you this matana b'shul ma'isecha shaybetel esetzli. I feel bad you had this money. You couldn't use it to invest or do things with it because you gave it to me. So I want to show my appreciation. Zuhi, this is called ribbis miucheres. He's paying after the halva. The Chasam Sofer once lent someone money. It was a big mesiras nefesh. He mamish saved someone's life. The person could have been totally destroyed. The man paid back all the money and he was so appreciative. He brought to the Chasam Sofer a beautiful psamim, silver psamim box. When he got his money back, he was able to reinvest. So just a token of my appreciation. When I was down, no one trusted me, Rebbe. And the Rebbe looked at the psalmim box. He said, it's so beautiful. It's so. I never saw such a nice psalmim box. But Chazal say I'm not allowed to take it from you. No, it's not ribbis chas v'shalom. I paid back the money. This is just a token of my appreciation. Okay, take back the token. So the Chasam Sofer said, the reason he said it's so beautiful is because he wanted to do hiddur mitzvah. Just like you say, an esrig is so beautiful. Wow, what a gorgeous esrig. So this psalmim box now became a way of him fulfilling the words of Chazal and not taking ribbis miucheres. So he wanted to make sure that it's a hiddur mitzvah, so he should explain how nice the box is. Vayter zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says, yesh ribbis devarim. What's ribbis devarim? Lo yoimulei the loiva should not say to the malva. If I borrowed money from Shimon, I shouldn't say to Shimon. Da, you should know Shimon. Kiba ish ploini. Someone just showed up. I know he's a good friend of yours. Mimakam ploini. Really? Yeah, I came all the way here to tell you because I knew you would want to know. And I feel like I owe it to you because you gave me money. See, I'm not even giving him anything. Now, this is only if I wouldn't have told him if not for the loan. In other words, if I would have anyway said to Shimon, you know, your friend is here. So I'm not mechuyif to hold myself back and not tell it to him because he gave me money. But it's something that I would have never gone to Shimon to tell him this news. The only reason I'm going is because he gave me money. That's ribbis devar. The Gemara adds, let's say, the loiver runs to the malva and says, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? And normally he didn't do it. I mean, you're supposed to tell people Shalom Aleichem, but he's giving him a much nicer Shalom Aleichem than he would have ever done, if not for the money. That could fall under the category of ribbis devar. Technically speaking, to really praise him so much for giving him the money, could also be ribbis devarim. There's a famous story of Schwab Zichron Levracha used to say that came Pesach, and the Altif and Slobodka came in and said, why are you here? Why aren't you going home for Yom Tov? He said, I don't have the money to go home. I don't have the car fare. So the Altif and Slobodka gave him the money. He said, Rebbe, thank you so much. Thank you so much, if not for this money. Shh, you're not supposed to thank someone so much. Could be a shayla of ribbis devarim. Oh. The next Pesach, it happened again. And this time, Rav Schwab just took the money, didn't say a thing. So the Altif and Slobodka said, you don't show any appreciation at all? I said, Rebbe, but last year you said that you're not supposed to praise the one who gives you the money too much. So the Altif and Slobodka said, you have to try to say thank you, and I have to say, no, you're not supposed to. There are certain things you have to learn a lot of Torah, and you also have to have a lot of Shimush Talmid HaChachamim to know exactly how Chazal want us to act. Okay, so quickly, chazring over, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that a person can say to someone else, Nakashimi v'nakashimach, come take out the weeds in my field, and I'll do the same for you, or dig with me, and I'll do the same for you on your field, but you shouldn't say, Nakesh imi ve'eder imach. You come take out the weeds, and then I'll come and dig with you because who says it's the same value? Furthermore, even if you're doing the same malach, it has to be during the same season. Even if I say to him, come dig in my field, then I'll come and dig in your field. But if he's digging during the dry season, I'm digging or plowing during the rainy season, that's much harder. We said Rav Gamliel told us there's ribbis mekudemes and ribbis miucheres. Ribbis mekudemes means I give someone a gift and I kind of tell him, okay, so now that I gave you a gift, will you loan me money? And ribbis miucheres means after I pay back the money, I say, oh, I also want to give you a gift. That's not ribbis deraisa, because we didn't make up at the time of the loan. I'm only giving you money if you give me back more. It happened before or afterwards, but it's still awesome in the Rabbanan. We pointed out from Rabbi Kiva Ega that if I give someone a gift and I say, I'm only giving you the gift if you give me money, that's like the ribbis deraisa. We're talking about he gives him the gift and says, I hope now you're going to give me some money. You're going to lend me some money. Then we learned something called ribbis devarim, and that means that I'm going even just verbally, I'm saying words to help him or to make him feel good that I would have never said if not for the loan. That could also be a shaila of kind of ribbis, which of course is not the araisa, but still Chazal don't want us to do it.